Miss Julia Vautour, I'm 18 years old. Today's date is February 22nd, 2018, and I am speaking with Hannah Cedia, who is one of my friends. We are recording this interview in Niagara Falls, New York. What was your life like growing up?
My life was very busy growing up. I grew up with two brothers, one older and one younger. My mom is a nurse practitioner and my dad is an account executive. So they were working a lot while we were in school, but most of the time they were back by the time we got home from school. I went to Saints Peter and Paul, which is in Williamsville, for middle school, and then I attended Sacred Heart for high school. And growing up, me and my brothers, we all did a lot of sports, so we were very busy after school. We played hockey, we played soccer, I danced for the majority of my life, I did gymnastics, so it was very busy. We were always going somewhere, but when we were home, we just liked to hang out and have fun.
Okay, that's good. What is your favorite childhood memory?
My favorite childhood memory, well, every year, this has been a tradition since my mom's side of the family has been growing up. We always go down to our cottages in Canada, and we always look, me and my cousins look forward to going every year. So my favorite childhood memory would have to be just going every summer, and we go for a week, and we go tubing, we go like water skiing, and it's probably my favorite time of the year.
What was one of the most difficult things you had to deal with growing up?
One of the most difficult things would have to be my great-grandma passing away. We were really close with her, and she was a big impact on our family. And my dad, it was my dad's grandma, and we were always at her house almost like every day. And she had this hat collection. She was the nicest woman ever, and I miss her.
What was your passion, or what did you love doing when you were little?
My passion was dance since I was probably like 3 years old. And every day after school, I'd always go to dance. Well, more so when I was older, I went to dance for like 5 hours a day after school. And we traveled, we went to competitions, we practiced like crazy. We had so many different dances that we had to learn. And it always helped me, like, it provided an outlet for me. It was always something I could go to if I was, like, feeling upset or just wanted to do something. And it's always been a passion of mine.
How do you like NU, and what are you studying here?
When I first came to NU, I was kind of skeptical because I wasn't coming with a lot of friends. I probably had, like, two from my high school. But once I got here and I met like a friend group, everyone is just so nice here and it's a great atmosphere. The dorms are nice. You get to wake up a little bit later than you did in high school. And I feel like it's just an overall great college to be at. And I study nursing as my major. And it's hard at times, but I feel like it's going to be worth it in the end. We do a lot of cool stuff in nursing labs. And I'm super excited for what's to come.
What advice would you give the younger version of yourself?
If I had any piece of advice to give to my younger self, it would probably be to make the most of every minute and every day. I feel like life goes by too fast, and you just need to cherish every moment of it.
Can you tell me about one of the happiest moments of your life?
One of the happiest moments of my life was probably last summer. My whole family and I traveled up to Orlando for a dance competition, and it was a really hard dance competition. There was a lot of good dancers there and different studios, but my team ended up winning first overall at Nationals, which is crazy. We didn't think we were going to get anywhere close to that, but we ended up winning, and it was probably the happiest moment of my life.
Do you have any regrets growing up?
I don't think I have any regrets. I'm pretty happy with everything that I've done so far in my life, and I don't think I have any regrets.
What are your future goals?
My future goals would be to obviously graduate college with a good grade and become a NP eventually. And I really love nursing, and I feel like that would be something I could pursue when I'm older. But part of me also wants to, like, side job of being a nurse. Possibly be a dance teacher on the side, because I want to stick with something dance-related. I don't want to just cut that off completely. But definitely to be a nurse practitioner and maybe a dance teacher when I'm older.